me, follow me, yeah. Follow me, follow me. So follow, so follow me, follow me, yeah.
No, I don't mind it, no. You know I don't mind it. No, I don't mind it. So come follow me.
Welcome to everyone's favorite hour of the day of Tuesdays, Preserve Jams. So this is 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So we have a very special, special episode of Preserve Jams today. Do you call it an episode, a special production? No. Oh, okay. Wait, let me we're turning on all the mics. Okay, we have some friends here with us right now. Say hi.
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 So that's our lovely co-host, Bridget. We have a couple guest stars, Avi Block. We have Jessica Silverman.
I go second?
Yeah,
Jessica Silverman and Avi Block.
He crashed.
He did. He just stayed over on the last show.
I got here before you guys, technically.
Yeah.
You could see that as a dedication, maybe.
Maybe he's like the most dedicated preserved jammer.
The most preserved jam.
That's true. It could be.
I'll just live with you. I'm not dedicated at all. It's not like I care.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey.
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 Heck.
Heck.
Anyways, we're going to talk about presidents because today is President's Day. So as I advertised on Facebook, it is Rihanna's birthday, Kurt Cobain's birthday, Charles Barkley's birthday, Cindy Crawford's birthday. February 20th just seems to be a day of birth and love and happiness. So thanks to everyone who birthed their children today. So I'm going to keep on going with some tunes, and then we're going to hit you with some really cool presidential facts, especially about murders, a.k.a. presidential assassinations. That's right, Jessica?
That's what I'm here for. I'm here for all your fun murder facts every week.
That's what Jessica's here for. So, yeah, we're going to keep on going. That was Bonzo Goes to Bitburg by the Ramones, and I actually love that song because it's the reason I found it is because I love the movie School of Rock.
Oh, I just watched that.
Oh, yeah.
The musical.
The musical.
Not as good. Was Jack Black in the musical?
If Jack Black's not
Alex Brightman.
Yeah,
not as good.
He lost.
Darn. Who did he lose to? Hamilton?
Yes, Hamilton.
Of course, that makes sense.
Of course it was Hamilton. Hamilton deserved it.
I'm not throwing away my shot, everyone. Wow. Okay, we're going to keep on going with some music that I found today and I thought was pretty funky fresh. So, yay.
Thank you.
That's the Way It Was by The Strokes. One of my very favorite bands in the whole wide world. Thank you to Julian Casablancas for being lovely. So to all of my listeners out there, thanks for tuning in to Preserve Jams. If you're a new listener, we've got some friends here today with us just jamming out. And so my question to all of you, and you can call in, you can text me with your answer, who is your favorite president? Because today is President's Day, and we didn't have school. So that means that I spent it in Tisch because I'm sad. But, you know, I would say that my favorite president is Martin Van Buren. And not because he was a great president, just because I really like his facial hair.
Judge your leaders on their facial hair then?
Well, do you not?
Yeah.
Anna, fun fact about Martin Van Buren. He was the first president to be born an American citizen.
Wow.
Were
the rest not American citizens?
No, because when the country was founded, like, Washington was born.
They were all born in, like, Britain.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never thought about
that. I thought that was, like a staple of, like, the whole problem with Obama, right? Or, like, the whole...
Well, they made
not
it.
Not the problem, but the controversy.
That's my problem with Obama.
The controversy was that people said that he wasn't born in the United States.
Yeah, but I mean, they had to be grandfathered in. If they had everyone who was born in the United States as the first president, then we'd have babies as our first president.
Babies.
That could be
no
fun.
No one wants
what
that.
What would a baby's first decree as president be?
Probably similar to Trump's.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Yeah, sounds about right. So Jessica Silverman's going to hit us with a fun, murdery fact.
I thought we were saying our favorite presidents.
Well, I'm hitting them with some fun facts.
You're switching the script on me.
It was all planned.
I can plan for anything. Okay. So my fun president murdery fact. So this is about the assassination of James Garfield. He was one of four presidents assassinated. He was assassinated by Charles Guiteau. And Charles Guiteau assassinated him for two reasons. One reason being that he submitted a bunch of job applications to the White House to be, like, an advisor and to be on various cabinet positions. And he got declined despite being not, like, he wasn't qualified. He shouldn't have gotten the jobs.
Guiteau?
Yeah, Charles Guiteau. Yes. And Garfield rejected, like, he got rejected or, like, didn't get answered. So then he shot... Garfield on a train platform, and the second reason he killed him was because he was, like, a different political affiliation. He was a stalwart. So when he shot, and Garfield's vice president, Chester A. Arthur, was a stalwart also. So when he shot Garfield, when Guiteau shot Garfield, he said, something along the lines of, I am a stalwart, and Garfield is, or rather, and Arthur is president now. Joke's on him, because Arthur kept a lot of Garfield's policies to be nice to his dead predecessor. So... got kind of screwed over in all the ways, and that's a fun president murdery fact for everybody.
Thanks, Jessica. I feel like that was a really, really fun presidential murdery fact. And
felt kind of scripted, to be honest.
How did you have that so well prepared? She wasn't reading off anything for any of our listeners.
I read a book called Assassination Vacation by Sarah Vowell about all the presidential assassinations, also the musical Assassins by Stephen Sondheim. I also just really am into murder.
I'm with you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I agree. Serial killers, it's fascinating.
So on the subject of serial killers, we were talking about it at dinner the other day, and I got really scared. Well, first of all, I got really curious, and I started looking up, like...
Because I started telling you all the fun stories.
Well, Jess started telling me all the fun stories, and then I was looking up, like, Ted Bundy and Albert Fish and all these, like H.H. Holmes and all these, like, various serial killers.
H.H. Holmes is so
did you read Devil in the White City?
Cool.
Talk about American history.
I read some of it.
American history. I want to read that. But anyways, then I got really, really scared to go outside because, like, I guess me being a small woman, I'm like the primo target to get murdered. Because also, the thing is, they're usually by people that, you know, tend to be very friendly. And it's just like, oh, yes, I'll help you lift that into your car. And then you get stuck in the car. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be me. I would be the person that helps someone lift something into their car.
It's young, generous women. Like, I would not, like, I wouldn't be me because I strategically avoid everyone I see, so I'd be fine.
You see, my default is just like, hello,
new friend,
and like, I wouldn't want to be friends with Buffalo Bill. Let's be honest here. If we're talking
about
Silence of
the Lambs, if you were nice to you, maybe.
I don't know. I feel like their whole thing is it's like there's like one certain type that they go for every time.
Like,
you know?
Bundy, like, liked girls with their hair parted in the middle.
My hair's sort of parted in the middle.
Sure. It's off center.
Okay.
Dark hair also.
Oh shit.
Shoot.
All right.
Well, shoot.
Beside the point, we're off topic.
Anyways,
started on murder.
Tonight. We're gonna keep going with the tunes because.
So no favorite presidents.
I do. I like Harry Truman, but no one asked me that.
I thought you did say your favorite. Wait,
no,
did you say your favorite president?
No, nobody did. You skipped
right to the story. That's what I want you for.
Because
you asked Bridget your favorite president, then you said murder fact. And I was like, that was abrupt. I didn't get to talk about why I like Harry Truman, and now no one will ever know.
I messed up, guys. Okay, let's all hear our favorite presidents, please.
Well, Harry Truman didn't ask to be thrown into the end of World War II when FDR died, but he did it.
Scripted too, right?
I just... No, stop it, Avram. I like him. He tried his best with what he was given. He never thought he'd be president, and he had to just deal with it. And he was a soft, meek little man. He was not super power hungry and like big guy on campus like FDR was, but he stepped up to the plate. He had stuff to do, and he got it done.
Good for Harry Truman.
What about you,
Avi?
Yeah, right.
That is a well thought out answer.
I think about it.
It's better than mine. I've been thinking about mine for a while, and what I'm landing on is for recently I've begun to rethink about the HBO miniseries John Adams starring Paul Giamatti.
John Adams is a worthless president.
Did he do anything?
He was with my
call
family.
In and tell us if John Adams did anything.
He was a little antagonistic man.
Yeah, okay. Bridget gets it.
And when they tarred and feathered that guy.
Yeah, they tarred and feathered a guy, and they taught me the word hermaphroditic.
Did they?
Yeah.
A great word. Zach and Cody taught me incognito. So, I mean, I guess it's the
okay,
same.
Okay, I guess it's the same. But, so, yeah, for mostly the hermaphroditic and also just for Paul Giamatti, I'm going to say John Adams.
John Adams, good. So, we've got Martin Van Buren, Harry Truman, John Adams.
All for equally good reasons.
All for equally good reasons.
Equal reason.
Facial hair, Paul Giamatti, and he was a good guy.
Something about the World War or something.
World War II. Who knows? What about you, Bridget? Favorite president?
Woodrow Wilson, because he was the one I was assigned in April to do a big presentation on, so I like know a lot of weird facts.
Like what?
All right. Give us one weird fact about Woodrow
the
Wilson.
The weirdest one.
He wanted to be a stage performer. He did not want to be president. Like, that was his life's
I
aspiration.
Thought he wanted to be a judge, or was that Taft?
No, Taft.
How does she know all this random stuff about
I
presidents?
I paid attention. Taft. New Jersey had 2 years of American history, and I paid attention.
Everyone knows that Taft is only the butter president or whatever.
With the tub?
Yeah. That's his only thing.
There was more to Taft than his weight.
No. There was not.
No.
Just that he got stuck in the tub that one time.
Yeah, he did.
Or all the time.
Yep. That's all that matters
about Taft.
So, Bridget, you still haven't told us one fun fact about Woodrow Wilson.
I did. He dreamed of being a stage performer.
Oh.
That is
true. Do you know what kind of stage performer?
Are there any, like, clips of him, you know? Practicing.
Sound film wasn't around then.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard, but Vine is actually dead now.
So oh, I have actually heard.
I think that.
I'm still
Vine
in mourning.
Vine is dead at Tufts.
Oh. Rip. Watch TDC to have a tribute to Vine. So, because it's Rihanna's birthday, I'm going to play a good Rihanna song. And shout out to Rohini, who I really hope is listening right
Rohini,
now.
Rohini Loki, love
because
of my life.
She is the Lomel, love of my life. Wow,
did
I just
say Lomo out loud.
I said Lomo.
I liked it. I appreciated it.
We're going to listen to some Rihanna.
Just to get close to you, could we burn something today? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good, and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain. just to get close to you. Could we burn something, babe? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good, and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain. It keeps cursing my name. No matter what I do, I'm no good without you.
It's me again, and all of my friends here at Preserve Jams. I hope you're enjoying the tunes that we have selected. They're not very presidential, but...
I think Rihanna's presidential.
Maybe Rihanna's presidential. Shout out
my free world.
Shout out to Rohini for doing the best cover of Love on the Brain by Rihanna in the whole entire world. She's a queen, and I love her. Okay, so Jessica is going to hit us with another fun fact about presidential assassinations. But first, a message from one of our listeners. There was a fun fact that was submitted to read on the air, and it's that Abe Lincoln was challenged to a duel to the death, and he accepted the condition that he would get to choose the location and the weapons. And he chose to duel on a small island with broadswords, and the challenger backed out. So Abe Lincoln did not die on that very day.
He died later.
He did indeed, by assassination.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jess, you want to hit us with a fun fact?
Cool. So on the Lincoln thing, Lincoln's son, Robert Todd Lincoln, was directly connected to 3 of the 4 presidential assassinations. Obviously, his father's when he was killed at Ford's Theater by John Wilkes Booth. He was connected also to James Garfield, the one I was talking about earlier, because he was on the train platform where Garfield's train left, like right before he got killed. And then he was also at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York, when William McKinley was shot or stabbed. I don't know. But the guy, Leon Czolgosz, just like was an immigrant who was really angry at like his philosophies or whatever and just like killed him.
Wait, I read a story about that recently. He like was
about,
at
what,
one.
Leon Czolgosz?
He was at like one rally and like didn't do it and then went to another rally later that day and did it or something. Like,
sounds right to me. Oh, do I just pick one?
Not now.
Oh, later. Okay.
Later.
Well,
soon.
All right. What other fun president things?
Can I do one?
Yeah, do one, Avi.
A fun thing is that I went to middle school and high school with a kid named Charlie Booth. Literally a direct descendant of John Wilkes Booth.
No.
Yeah. Straight freaking down.
Did he get bullied?
No, but one teacher, I was actually in the U.S. history class with him, and the teacher made a joke about it one time. He was like, probably your grandpa, right? And he was like, well, like...
Like, actually yeah.
Great-grandpa or whatever.
Well, his... Well, John Wilkes Booth was only like 20-something when he died. He was like really young. And he was a very famous actor.
Did he pass on the legacy?
He was a famous actor.
John Wilkes Booth? Very famous actor at the time, yeah. That's why he was at Ford's Theater.
Like, she says it like we should all know.
That's what I was going to say. Did you guys know that?
No, he was a very famous actor. His brother was also pretty famous. He
you
was
mean
just,
the John Wilkes Booth?
Yeah, that's, wow. He was a really well-known and revered actor for his time.
Okay.
Great. So now that we've all been condescended upon.
That wasn't on purpose. I thought people knew.
I didn't know.
I feel better off for it.
We all feel better.
I can give you my books.
Please.
I want to get educated.
Read your books to me?
I will read them.
Can I start a new radio show where you just read on the air?
I have a very...
For a whole hour?
I have a very odd accent, Anna thinks, so I don't know who would enjoy that.
Jared.
Anna thinks I say it weird. Anna says it Jared, and she's annoyed that I say Jared, or that I have, like when I say A's, they're A's instead of A's. I don't know.
Bye.
This probably sounds great online. How the hell I'm gonna stop her? But she don't really show that she be getting high just to balance out the load. Daddy probably tell her, baby, that ain't how it goes. But she know daddy be mad, only when the daddy knows. Now I'm singing, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? Can you tell me, am I ever gonna stop her? Now that she don't wanna be proper, can you tell me how the hell I'm gonna stop her? Said I ain't gonna dread nothing. Now I ain't gonna dread on you, no. Trying to stop, but no, I won't. I ain't gonna tell them nothing. I ain't gonna tell them living their life if they want me to live. No. Can everybody shout KO that it's nicer? Mr. Couch Potato, just like her. He loves what she does when she does what she loves. And now they got this feeling that it just might work. Singing out of hell, they gon' stop us. Can you tell me, are they ever gon' stop us? They know we don't wanna be proper. Hey, they ain't ever gon' go, they ain't ever gon' stop us. Did I gon' dread or nothing? No, I ain't gon' dread on it, no. Child is not, but no, I won't. I ain't gonna tell them nothing. I ain't gonna tell them living their life. They won't need to live. Are we ever gonna stop?
Hell no.
Say, are we ever gonna stop now?
Hell no.
Say, are we ever gonna stop?
Hell no.
Say, are they ever gonna stop?
Hell no.
Say, are we ever gonna stop now?
Hell no.
Say, are we ever gonna stop?
Hell no.
Say, are they ever gonna stop?
two, one, two, three. Oh, hey, yo, yo, I'm a couch potato, oh, and I'm proud to say so, oh, and I ain't gon' change, no, I ain't gon' change, no, I ain't gon' change, no, no, I ain't gon' change, no.
Now we have Jessica with a PSA.
This PSA is about grill safety because it's been awfully warm, so you might want to crank up your grills, you guys. Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables, on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch. And never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911, period. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor, you're a concerned citizen. A public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Wow, I'm that's ridiculous.
Be a snitch if your neighbor's unsafe.
Like, I think a lot of people grill on the porch.
Snitches don't get stitches, they save lives.
Snitches save lives, apparently.
Snitches save lives.
Oh, that's a great idea. Snitches save lives.
We're trying to think of some stickers for Preserve Jam, so if you have any ideas, please HMU.
Oh, the picture with this is just like a house that's burning and a fireman pointing to the fire as though the other guy can't see where it is.
I love it.
Grill safety. So if you guys are happening to have a barbecue anytime soon, please remember to use your grill safely. Bridget, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't know that we'll be barbecuing anytime soon.
That's so lame.
Be optimistic.
Jams is not the best source for weather information, historically.
Historically. Yeah, remember when there was one time at 6 a.m., probably you guys weren't listening, when Bridget and I misinformed the public about the weather.
Oh, wait, I actually do remember that.
Yeah.
And we posted that really funny...
oh, I remember that, actually.
That's the part I remember.
Yeah, we thought it wasn't going to rain, but then it really just did rain. So
it wasn't just like a sprinkle. It was like a monsoon.
It was a bad rain. It was a bad rain. So we misled our listeners, so we don't want to mislead you about grill safety.
Be safe with those grills.
Be safe. Please.
So safe.
For society. Yes, so please. We're gonna keep on going with the tunes. Because I love tunes.
Well, my name is a number of some lasting film.
jazzy, jazzy tune. So we have some big news right now.
A tragedy occurred during the playing of that song.
Tell us, Bridget.
Anna is officially training me because I'm not like a WMFO licensed. I don't know if licensed is the phrase, but
now isn't Lilia
certified?
Training?
Certified. Oh well, yeah.
Lilia's technically, but Lilia, like she's rocking and rolling with me.
Yeah, I rock and roll with Anna, so like I know like what the dealio is, but I'm not certified. And I just took the quiz to certify myself, and I did not pass said quiz.
The DJ quiz, she really did not even pass it.
It is like open note.
It's open note. You can look at the DJ handbook.
And we are in the studio right now.
And we are here right now. And she was asking me questions and Avi questions about, you know, what to do when certain things happen and the answers, all of which I told her. And she still failed.
I feel like I just got like a stupid one wrong. Like
maybe. I don't know if it's that you have to get all of them right or if it's that... I'm not sure.
I don't know, but I'm really upset about it because now I need to attend a remedial training session.
We should play The Sound of Silence again.
Oh my God, my life is The Sound of Silence.
I know. Don't we all feel that? So, Jay Silves, hit us with another fun murder fact.
Some more fun murder facts for you. Well, FDR, before he was inaugurated as president, he was almost assassinated by a guy named Giuseppe Zangara, an Italian immigrant, in Chicago at like this like fair or like festival whatever in Chicago. But Zangara actually ended up killing the mayor of Chicago instead. They're pretty sure he was there to kill FDR though, but FDR escaped it unharmed and went on to serve 4 terms almost as president. So like literally dodged a bullet there. And
good one.
Thank you. And Zangara was sent to the electric chair at the age of about 33, I want to say. And it was, they say he went crazy and that he had a bunch of delusions because of a botched appendectomy he had in the 20s, which led to like just a really decline in mental and physical state. So yikes. Guy was a bit of a mess. On top of that, just like, you know, wanted to kill the president. I feel like that can't be all from an appendectomy, but who can ever be sure?
Who can never be sure,
who
Jessica?
Never can.
You know, I really hope that no more presidents end up dying. Well, except, well...
Hey, well...
Well...
It's for another time.
We're not going to talk about that on air. Controversial.
hey lady, you got the love I need. Baby, more than enough. Oh, darling, 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 walk a while with me. Oh, you got so much, so much, so much.
Thanks, Led Zeppelin. You did it. Sometimes I just don't know what to say. I'm like Michael Scott in that I start a sentence and I don't know where it's going to go. So I just see where it takes me. We go on a journey with every sentence I say.
Just have a lot of thoughts.
I have a lot of thoughts, and sometimes I don't know.
A lot of feelings.
I don't know how to think them. I have a lot of thoughts, a lot of feelings. We're just
and only one mouth.
Only one. They have to all funnel out of somewhere.
Ew. It's fine.
We're fine. So we've got time for maybe like one or two more songs. But you know, I'm just going to say thanks for listening. This is Preserve Jams. This is Anna, and
Bridget
and
Jess.
Hooray. It's all of us. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wait, one thing. Sobbing and Donnie should get a shout out because she maybe is listening, even though Rohini Loki is not listening.
Yeah, Sobba's better than her.
Took the L. She's bouncing back.
She is bouncing back.
Bouncing back.
Oh, last night we all took an L. But we bounced back.
It's
been a weekend of L's.
It's been a weekend of L's, but you know, that just speaks to how resilient us as women,
as bows, strength, power,
word,
speed,
adjective,
agility.
We must be swift.
Adverbs.
We are. That's about men. That song.
Oh, that's true.
All about men. Uh-huh. Let's all make a man out of you.
That's not the one we want.
Feminism.
Anemone. Good radio content.
Yay.
So we're gonna keep on playing some tunes. I found a lot of this music today on my Discover Weekly while I was procrastinating in Tish, and it was pretty jazzy. So you know, and also this is just, it's music.
Great.
I don't know what I was gonna say there. I just don't know what I was gonna say.